When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you haven't seen woodcocks cross the road, then you have not lived. And that's such a good post to watch. It's just it'll just delight you. And it was so good that I guess I posted it. Nathan, your mom posted it shortly after I did. She found it and sent me. Anyway, it's just really cute. I don't know. Woodcocks, you know, walk funny. And I don't know how, if you've seen it, Nathan, now Linda says she hasn't. So, well, anyway, get everybody involved here. Hey, it is the third Sunday of July, but we had a change of schedule this month. So normally Natasha would be here with me, but we did that last week because we swap Oled, and we'll talk about why and get a follow-up on all of that. And so today is our Healing Sunday, and it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy codes Sunday on Animal World. That means that the Rasmussens are here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hey, good morning, Martha, Nathan.
Hey, Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Everyone.
And then, of course, making everything work properly, he's already been having to tap dance a bit, would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
Looking, all right, so we
kind of weird looking out the sky today, I must say.
Well, yeah, so, you know, start with our usual. Now, here in the big Pacific Northwest, well, I'm kind of surprised. You look kind of hazy and on the morning cloudy side down there in the Bellevue area, Nathan, is that right?
Well, what we got going on right now is just a bunch of heavy marine air and provides this nice little gradient across the sky, you know, going from a little darker gray over to a lighter gray as you head more up north. But I can just barely see the Olympics poking out underneath that. And today we're expecting maybe gradually clearing skies throughout the day, but ever so slowly. And starting to cool down in our temperatures in the middle of this July here.
Yeah, and I would say out my window, I have some of that high, whatever you call, marine air, but I also, the sunshine is definitely out, and I can see the sun. But as you said, it seems to be hopefully cooling down a little bit here, and then supposed to really get cooler on Monday. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. And I know, Linda, I think it's been a little hotter down in your neck of the, well, you and Nathan, I think, because you're farther south than me, and I think you've been hotter this week than I have. But you know what? I don't know about when we'll get, Dr. Nels, we'll get to you next, because you're not over here anymore where we are. And But, you know, we've had a stretch of really warm weather. And I don't know about you guys, but I swear, and everyone I ask agrees with me, that when you walk out and the sunshine and you go into the sunshine, it just feels hotter to me. And I like the 80s feel like 90s to me. And then 90 feels like higher, you know, not that I'm real familiar with 100, but I was 104 that 2 years ago. That's my first. But anyway, it just feels hotter. And you know what? For the first time, and I had to laugh at myself. Last week, I think there was one morning when it was really cloudy to start with. You know, it was going to be a hot day, but it was cloudy to start the morning. And when I got up and I looked out the window, that's when I had to laugh at myself, because I looked out the window and said to say to myself, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm so glad to look out the window and not see sunshine.
Well, wasn't that like Tuesday or Wednesday? And they even started announcing possible thunderstorms on those days.
Yeah, I don't know which day it was, but it was cloudy. There was no, and I was like, oh, thank goodness. And I, you know, anyway.
But it's definitely been humid out there, too. And that's part of why it feels so hot outside. Is I was out playing pickleball on Wednesday, and by the time I was done, I didn't realize how sweaty I got, but I was just like, whoa, my shirt is drenched because it was just so humid and muggy out there. And after playing pickleball, I needed to go dry off.
Yeah. So I wilt in the hotter weather, but it sounds like this next week it's supposed to the temperature's going down today. It's supposed to really tank down into the lower 70s tomorrow, at least what I heard, and stay kind of in the 70s for the week. So I think I think that's the sweet zone. So maybe. But on the other hand, we haven't had any rain either. So a lot of watering going on. So I think we're looking forward a little cooler temperatures. And if we want to be grateful for even when we have, you know, our warmer temperatures, the farther east you go, the hotter it gets. And it sort of looked like, you know, triple digits in eastern Washington and so forth. Well, Dr. Nels, you know, and his Martha, his wife Martha, they decided to move over to Idaho. And I think it's pretty hot over there, Dr. Nels. Are you guys roasting over there?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's pretty hot. It's not quite as humid, so that helps. But today, depending which authority you look at, it's going to be as low as 99 or as high as 103. At my house down in Kuski, 20 minutes down the hill from me, they're going to be hitting around 104, 105 degrees. So
Wow. It's
warm in this area.
All right. So how are you guys doing in that heat? Are you set up well so it's okay?
Well, fortunately, we have air conditioning. Yay.
Yay. Oh,
and
that's
so that makes a really, yeah. Oh yeah,
now,
huge.
And now, do you
have
air
conditioning?
You have central air conditioning, or do you have like me little portable units? You have central air.
Yeah, we have the central system. Yeah. So
that's the way.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
you're gonna be over 100 degrees. Yeah. All right. So I guess we don't have to worry about you as long as you got power. You're good, huh?
Right. Definitely. As long as we have power, and I have a generator that runs off a huge propane tank, it could run for quite a long time. So yes, we're good.
So you're
to go.
All set. All right. So even if you don't, so now is that temperature range, you know, around 100 or so, is that kind of normal, do you think, for your area over there in the summertime?
Yes, that's what I think. Based on, we moved here, our first home anniversary is coming up on the 27th of this month.
Oh, and wow, has it been a year already?
Yeah.
Crying,
it was this kind
loud
of temperature when we were moving here. It was around 100, and I've looked at the forecast, extended forecast for the next couple of weeks. The lowest we're going to get is like the mid 80s, and then we're going right back up into the mid 90s again.
Okay, so now that it's been, you're coming up on your year anniversary, and so you're doing that. So have you decided, are you good with the climate there and all of that? Are you liking the fact that you're there?
I have the best tan I've had since I was a teenager.
All right. Okay.
I get outside and do a lot of outdoor work, and it's just wonderful.
And of course, those of us that know you and have seen you, which, you know, many of our listeners have, of course, we know that you're one of those that doesn't have hair on your head.
That's right.
So that just occurred to me. I would imagine that you have to wear a hat or something. I mean, do bald heads get sunburned? I'm sure they do.
Oh, they certainly do, yes.
And do you put sunscreen on your head or wear a hat? How do you handle that?
Here's what I do, and that is earlier in the year, I started going without a hat for a little while each day and doing it more and more. But when the sun is straight overhead and it's 90-plus degrees around here, I get my cowboy hat on. Nice shade, you know, big broad brim to keep me cooler. It makes a big difference.
So I'm wondering how have you in the year that you've been there, the almost year that you've been there, have you guys accomplished what you wanted to do so far on the house and the property and all of that? And I know, you know, last summer you got there, you were really working on your little pond and clearing that out. So how's it all been going?
Okay, well, the pond project is ongoing, and it's probably a project of years to really transform it into what we want. We've been clearing around the edge. The thing was totally overgrown. I mean, you could hardly see the pond for all the vegetation around it. And so we've done a massive amount of clearing. We still have quite a bit to do. And then there's transforming the health of the pond itself because it kind of filled in with muck. And so there's things we're learning about. How do you get the pond to unmuck itself? And that's so that's part of the thing that might take a few years. But gradually we're getting it sorted. And the house, the new roof and covers for the front and the back deck, it's all constructed. We haven't got all the metal on yet. They're going to complete that next week. And we'll have our roof in all good order. So we'll be ready for the next wet season when that comes.
Well, wonderful. So it sounds like that's what, you know, what you wanted. You wanted a place to work on and transform and all of that. It sounds like everything's going well and you're even on track.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, one of the first things I did was this space I'm sitting in right now was converted the garage to my office, a small shop, and a pantry.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. That sounds great. All righty. So it is our healing show today. And I assume, Linda, that you and your family are doing well and with the weather that we've got going on over here. And now that we know that Nels lives in like pretty much 100 degrees these days, we can be grateful for our 80s.
Yeah, we're doing great here. We actually acquired a couple more window air conditioners this early summer, and it's made a world of difference. So we're doing well.
Yep. I'm also doing well with my system. You know, 2 years ago, I've always had one little air conditioning unit here in, you know, the living area of my house, you know, that, you know, vents through a window. And that was always fine until we went over 100 degrees, 2 years ago. And I melted and it was like, okay, this doesn't work. So I got a second little unit, a second portable unit to put in my bedroom, which was on the opposite side of the house. I have a Rambler. And man, my system, you know, seems to be good. I don't have the backup system that Dr. Nels that you have with the generator and stuff. But as long as I got power, I'm in really good shape, and even when it gets really hot, I can keep the house at reasonable. So I've got a good system going on too. Then we've got our Nathan. You are a proud homeowner for the first time, and gosh, I've been getting lots of texts. Now, Dr. Nels and Linda and Nathan has been working away and painting, and let's see, you're painting, all of that looks great. And then I got the last one, I think, text I got was the floors and stuff all over the place, and you working on floors, but I haven't gotten any after finished. So you're still working on the floors at your condo?
Actually, haven't started any work on the floors yet. What you probably saw were like the doors and then the cabinet doors
maybe that's
on
what
the floor
it was.
That were okay. Getting painted. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But so you're still doing all the painting stuff.
Just have the kitchen and the bathroom left to go. And once that's all finished, then I can redo all the carpeting since I know I won't be dripping any paint anymore.
Excellent.
Especially
excellent.
Since in our last round of painting, I accidentally spilled a fifth of a gallon onto the carpeting and made a big, giant, kind of whitish blob.
Oh, wow. Well,
that I
a
didn't
good
take
thing.
A picture of.
It's a good thing that you know are doing painting first and then get to do the floor. So good.
Yeah, that carpeting is going to be replaced anyway, so no harm done in the end.
Now, any ETA when you're planning on moving into your new
I'm going to give it about a month, month and a half more.
Okay. All right.
Is my guess.
All righty. So I think we are all caught up now. We, of course, will have open phone lines today. And the whole idea is for all you guys to call in. And that's what Linda and Dr. Nails are here. Dr. Nails works mostly on animals, but some humans. And Linda works on us human animals. And you call in. Dr. Nails will tune in and do free remote treatments on our animal friends. And then Linda, we turn us human animals over to her. And she takes care of us. And I'm going to say right now, when you get on the phone with Linda and she's working with someone individually, the rest of us listening can just follow along, follow the instructions, and kind of get a surrogate healing too. We just answer the questions in our mind for ourselves. And it's amazing how that works. And so phone lines are open. We still have to officially start the show, but I want to let you know we've got a little bit of follow-up to do. And once I officially start the show, we have to hear about Dr. Nils had a high school reunion and they had a big family reunion and that's why they weren't here last week. And we had to swap Ola, so we'll need to follow up on that. And then Dr. Nils, you've let me know you got a special class you're putting together for members of your group
yes.
coming up next month, and we'll talk to about that. And of course, the other thing that we feature now on our healing show with Dr. Nils is that, you know, he does this fabulous newsletter he sends out once a month that's got great stories and affirmations. So I have it all ready to go here, so we'll talk about that too, because there was a really good one this month. They're always really good, but they just seem to be getting better. So we'll do that as well. We got a follow up with Nathan on his condo. I have one other thing on the list to follow up with, but I don't know. I'm not really excited about what's going on. I think. Of course, we're talking baseball. Baseball, and I don't want to have to be the one to say it, but someone's not in first place anymore.
Yeah, we got ourselves a little problem here.
Yep, okay.
And a problem, well, so, if we want to get into it, is well,
they're
not
right,
winning.
Let's go. Okay, yeah, the Mariners aren't winning.
But even bigger problem is they're not winning against the AL West teams, which in the first half of the season, they were just dominating against, and now they come up against the Los Angeles Angels, and they lose the series to them, and then now they're against the Houston Astros, and they've already lost two of the games that they're going to be playing in the series, so we need to start picking it up, especially in the AL West, otherwise we're in for some trouble.
All right, well, you'd be working on that. Oh, and I should say that we are all zooming in today because Stacy Buck Animal World's call screener, which we normally would be together, and Linda, you and I would be in the studio with Nathan and Stacy, but apparently this remodel, repainting, and all that kind of stuff, apparently it's contagious because Stacy picked up the bug. And so she said, sorry, she can't come in because she's doing a little refresh and remodel on a bathroom, and daughter can only help today. So sounds like she's a do-it-yourselfer too, and she's copying Nathan and working on her bathroom. So anyway, that's where Stacy is, and hopefully she'll be back with us next month and we'll be in the studio. So how about we, I know it's time to do advertisers, but I'm feeling like I want to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. Then we'll take care of advertisers and open phone lines. And unless there is someone that wants to get started quickly with remote treatments, we'll get into our discussions. So if you haven't been here when I've officially started the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that are very powerful and life transforming. And so we share them with you to get spiritualized up for the day and the week. And of course, you can use them daily at home like I do. All righty. So I am going to start. Oh, and participating in this part of the show, just so you know, is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we get to sending love around the planet and doing the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but this part is optional. All right, so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. That concludes our prayer section. Now we get to our affirmations, and these have all been contributed by some member of our animal world family. The first one was my first contribution and came from the Ananda Institute and was life-altering for me, so I share it with you. And these affirmations, I say each of them out loud three times. Okay, and you can join me if you like. Here we go, affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty then, affirmation number two. This one is contributed by our Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that when you call in and she works on one of you human animals, she usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And it turned out to be so life-altering for us that we included here. And when I say abundance, imagine in your mind as you're saying it what you imagine as abundance in your life that you need. All right. You know, like making a deposit at the bank, you know, or maybe you want an abundance of flowers or sunshine or cool weather, whatever it is you want. That's what you do. All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. Sure do like that one. All right, now this one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division, and is the one I really like for getting myself in the right frame of mind to go out in the world. And I do this one for my animal friends as well. All right, here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. Next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and intuitive personal awareness coach, and this is the one that we use to keep ourselves accepting and being in alignment with what's going on with all the crazy energy these days. I also do this one for my animal friends. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My bodies and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then the affirmation that concludes our ritual here. And then, of course, there's the icing on the cake. But this is from the Ananda Institute, their Warrior of Light affirmation. And man, is it, it's needed not only around our country, but all around the world. So send the light everywhere. You know it needs to go. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. So that includes the major affirmations. And now the icing on the cake is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite one. And to seat all of this in, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ooh. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up. And you know, Dr. Nels, I have backup.
Oh, good.
I can't mess up. Because last week, did the affirmation section. And I had told a caller that I would make sure I got the show started so we could take their call early. And so I was kind of, you know, I was like wanting to get it all done to be on time because I said I would. And I forgot the I trust part at the end.
Oh, no.
But we went right to the phones. And guess what? Our caller reminded Martha, you forgot the I trust. So we had to stop in the middle of the phone call and do the I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh, so dear. Just so you know, I feel good because if I mess it up, you guys will let me know. So I appreciate that. So he's paying attention. All righty then. So let's catch up with the schedule and make Nathan happy and take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I suppose that could be us. Martha Norwalk here. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And I have to say, I'm extra spiritualized up today because this is the weekend of Kriya initiation at the temple, and the big ceremony was last night. And so I, of course, attended that. And it was absolutely phenomenal and beautiful and all the stuff it always is. And so anyway, I feel extra spiritualized up today. And it was so funny that I all day yesterday, I was able to stay home and stay quiet and what we do for preparations and so forth. But I took my initial Kriya, I think, initiation, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. And you are in class with people for a number of months ahead of time before you get to the initiation, going through the art and science of Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga, you know, that big class at Ananda that's coming up in September. We talked about that. We'll talk about it again, you know, obviously before it starts. And so you get to know the people in your class. Well, anyway, there was a couple, an American man and a Japanese woman that were in my initial, preparatory classes for all those months ahead of time going into Kriya. And, but after they were really wonderful. And after we went through initiation and so forth, they moved to Japan. And I remember that the husband was starting to learn Japanese, and it was really challenging. Well, anyway, yesterday, you know, and I hadn't seen them since. So what? It's been maybe 12 years or something. Yesterday, they keep popping into my mind, and they kept popping into my mind. I thought, well, and then, you know, so I was kind of, well, I wonder if they're still together. I wonder if they're still in Japan and all of that. But they'd keep popping in. Sure enough, last night, you know, when we zoomed in, they had zoomed in all the way from Japan to be there, you know, to just to re-up. Anyway, so I'm realizing, you know, that this intuitive stuff, you know, the more spiritualized you become, you know, and especially the Kriya Yoga techniques and process, really your intuition gets better all the time. So I was surprised because anyway, it works. So I just thought I'd go along with that. And of course, if you do, well, you know that I am a animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animals and solve problems. And I would love to help you or anyone you know that's got problems with their dog friends. So if you know anybody, give them my phone number. Tell them Aunt Martha. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. I always do free telephone evaluation. And usually I only have to see you once. Get you all educated up and problems resolved. So if you're interested in a free phone evaluation, just call me 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We have the phone lines are now officially open. So anyone that if you would like your remote treatments for yourself or your animal friends, you may call us anytime and interrupt. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, taking advantage of the fact that we have open phone lines, we will continue with our discussion. I think the first thing up is we had to switch up the schedule this month. And so I want a little update, Dr. Nils. You had a big high school reunion, which led to a family gathering and all that over here. So, Dr. Nils and Linda, how did all this, I guess we start with Dr. Nils, your high school reunion. How was that?
Oh, well, high school reunions, I remember my 10th one wasn't much. It was kind of, we're still all posturing for who we might think we are. whereas when you've been around a while and it's a 50th reunion, we're just happy to see each other because, you know, those we're still surviving, those of us who are here, you know. We had 47 of our class has passed on. There were 210 wow. in my class.
Wow.
So it's a significant percentage that have, you know, moved on. And one of them who was even on the committee to put this thing together actually passed away the day before the event. So that was a sad thing for us. And to make it more interesting on my personal note, she was the first crush I ever had.
When
I was in first grade. So
That fun though? You know, I've had the same thing because I love my high school reunions. I didn't like school. I hated school. And I wasn't fond of high school. But I found that even by, I don't know that we had a 10-year reunion, but I remember the 20-year as kind of the first one. And by then, most everybody was over all their stuff. And it was just, everyone was just really glad to see each other. And now, it's like, it doesn't matter where you were in high school and what group or what and who liked you and who didn't. You know, everybody gets along and it's just wonderful. And we all love to see each other and talking. We've kept up on Facebook during, and we've had so much fun with our reunion, Dr. Nils, that our little group decided, well, let's do it once a year. And so now every September we get to, you know, we have a little, you know, an informal little reunion. I missed it last year and I was so, so regretful. I'm not going to miss it this year. But, you know, isn't it kind of fun? Because I have, you know, the guy that we had crushes on each other in sixth grade, you know, and it was kind of unrequited love. It just didn't ever work. And some of these, and everybody tells, we all tell the truth to each other. So we got to, you know, talk about that. And then, you know, you find out who had, you know, you always, I think our egos and stuff, and we always think, oh, nobody likes us. And we're always so critical of ourselves. But, you know, I heard about the people that, one guy that lived in the neighborhood with me. So, you know, in grade school, he told me about the crush he had on me. And every time they drove down the hill by our house, he would think about me. I said, wow, I wish I had known that at the time. But anyway, I just you know, are do you connect with your high school people like that? And
yeah,
isn't it fun?
It's really fun. And then to make it more fun, because I'm a twin, and I'm a
twin
brother.
Oh, that's right, you are a twin.
And so when I was staying with him and his wife at the Airbnb, and her daughter as well, who's 25 or 6 now, and he had brought two really nice shirts. They're custom made for him, and it could have been custom made for me.
Huh, and you guys are twins, but do you look alike, or are you twins that look alike or don't?
We're fraternal twins, and I'm fairly bald, whereas he actually still has some hair.
Oh, okay.
Thin, but he's got far more than I do. Anyway, so we decided, you know what? We were both going to wear khaki pants, so we both wore our khaki pants, and he had two of these shirts that were almost identical, slightly different color on the pinstripes. And so we wore these really nice shirts and we come into the thing together to sign up. And right away, people are like, oh, the twin thing. So it was pretty fun.
All right. And so apparently your high school reunion was over here in Washington.
Yes, it was. We actually had it. North Kitsap is the town is Paulsville, where I went. But the reunion itself was on Bainbridge Island at the Kiana Lodge, which is a very nice facility. So we had we had a great time there.
And then because you were going to be over here for that, that is that what triggered a Rasmussen get together as well?
Well, because my twin brother and his wife were coming up from California and bringing their daughter as well. Linda, I think, may have been sort of the catalyst for sort of pulling it all together. And
Good for you, Linda.
Yeah. So
yeah, I can't take full credit. I think what happened is Nels's twin just assumed I would pull it together. And so the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I'm hosting something. Well, okay. And I invited my sister to come out from Idaho, our sister to come out from Idaho. And so she did, and she stayed with me for a week. And also got Nels's kids, who are definitely adults now, to come down and got to see them. And then even a couple childhood friends that we grew up with in the neighborhood who aren't in the same high school class as Nels, a few years behind him. But it was just really fun. We had 12 people, and it was a hot day. So we just had some cool food and cool beverages and just storytelling, and you know, it was fun.
All right. Yeah. So we did good by letting you by switching up the schedule, and you guys, sounds like you had a great time. So that's fabulous. Yes. And now I think we started a trend, because as soon as we did the switch up, and then all of a sudden Natasha has a conflict. So we're going to do the same switch up in October. So now that we know how to do it, we're good. Anyway, let's stay on time so that Nathan can relax. We'll take care of advertisers. And then as long as we don't have any phone calls, we will get to, I think we want to start with probably Dr. Nels telling everybody, giving them a first heads up about this class you're putting together, so we have more than one opportunity to talk about it. Talk about that. And then we've got to get to Dr. Nels' newsletter and our affirmation for the month from Dr. Nels. It's really fabulous. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Dr. Nels Rasmussen class and affirmations coming straight up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, and her Whispering Dragon Center. It's in Shoreline in her home now, and oh gosh, what an incredible experience to actually be there in person and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And you know, Linda also goes to work with Jude as I do, and really appreciates that. And it's easy access and lots of parking. And she's teaching a class. She's doing a beginning acutonics class this weekend. And so she does that as well. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you are interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals. And that's how you contact him, is through the website healingministryforanimals.com. And then, speaking of all of that, Dr. Nils, we might as well start with the current events. You mentioned you're putting together some kind of special class. So tell us about that.
All right. So the Rasmussen reset is a way to help reset the fight or flight system on your animal. And it is, it's a course. I've made a video course, but sometimes getting together on a Zoom call like I do once in a while is really great to help really refresh somebody on how to use it. And actually, even if you've never taken my video course, you can still tune in to the Rasmussen reset workshop that I do, and pretty quickly we can get you to where you're able to reset your pet. And resetting the fight or flight system is the number one thing that you can do to start the healing process. It's very important,
because you've helped us understand that when our animal friends get traumatized, and this can be with humans, I think kind of any
right
mammal, but speaking of our animal friends, when they have a traumatic experience, or you know, something happens, that their nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism.
Yes.
And it's helped me understand my understanding of what I teach, which is that, you know, when I'm working with people and their dogs, I tell them they generalize, assume, and flash back. You know, if it happens this way one time, it's always going to happen this way. Well, it kind of helped me understand why that's true. And it's because their nervous system, when they have a trauma, the nervous system gets stuck and keeps them there. So if they have similar experiences, they can't respond appropriately because their nervous system is still connected, or, you know, or messed up from the time when they had the trauma.
Right.
And so what you've figured out is because this neuroenergetic balancing you do, is it light fingers on energetic healing modality, I guess. And you've figured out points that you touch that actually reset the nervous system. So, and you know, it really is the greatest thing. I mean, it's the best tool I've added to my toolbox as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you know, in decades, because it makes a huge difference. And the fact that, so you're finding it pretty easy to teach just regular folks like me or anyone else how to do this with their animals.
Yeah, it's the simplified approach. It's not the full thing that I would do if I was called in to, you know, help with an animal having a particular problem, but it's the two points that I find pretty much universally on each side of the animal. There's two points that we contact and hold for a little bit, and It's like the very first thing I do for a lot of animals is get this reset going on and then move into doing some other things. But it really does make a big difference for an animal that's stuck. And typically, you know, they might be grumpy. They might be have the anxiety, like, you know, separation anxiety type of issues. Those are signs that fight or flight is probably a problem for them and needs to get reset. And I'll be doing this. It's for members only, so you have to join my association, which you can do by going to healingministryforanimals.com and click the quick response button and let me know if you'd like to be a member. It costs $10. And then that lets you get in on any workshops that I do. They're free. I've actually got a couple more in the works my wife and I are working on, and we'll be starting to do those. And our plan is to actually do workshops, each kind of workshop once a month, have three different workshops that we do and do have them on a schedule to do once a month for members. And it'll be a great way for people to kind of start to learn a little bit about how things work in the energetic world, and especially how to help your pet with some of the things that we've learned.
Fantastic. That's great. So the first one is going to be the Rasmussen Reset class.
Yes.
And that's August 14th?
August 14th. That's a
Wednesday.
And
that's
a Wednesday. Yeah.
And what time is this going to be?
7 p.m.
And how long do you think it's going
to
be?
The last one we did, it was about an hour. It seems to be all we need to really get. It'll go as long as it needs to go. But yeah, it's generally about an hour.
So about an hour class, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 14th.
And that is Pacific time.
Pacific time.
Of course, people can Zoom in from anywhere. Last one, we had somebody on the East Coast who Zoomed in. So yeah, you can Zoom in from wherever you are and enjoy learning more about the Rasmussen Reset.
Wonderful. And so, and this is just going to be the first of classes that you intend to do on a regular basis.
Right.
Woohoo. Oh, that sounds great. All right. So if that is intriguing to you and you'd like to learn how to reset your own animal friends, then if you are not already a member of Dr. Nil's group, it only costs $10, and the class apparently is going to be free.
Yes.
Oh, that's my price
free range. To members only.
So healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the quick response if you want to join up for that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's talk about your newsletter here, and I had it all pulled up here, and then of course it disappeared, so I'm pulling it up again. But Dr. Nils, you send out your newsletters once a month at the beginning of the month, is that correct?
Yes, my effort, and so far successful, is to get it out on the first Sunday of the month.
All right, and I think that was July 7th this month. And you had a special theme. Wasn't this a lucky month, huh?
Yeah. It was in memoriam to one of our cats whose name was Lucky. And a great little story about Lucky. And then, you know, I guess you could say people finding me to help them with some problems is pretty lucky. There's a nice video of a dog named Carmen that was 14 years old and starting to fail. And we got her back to being vibrant and energetic for a good little while after we got through a program with her.
Wow, it was a really great story, and the video is a link to the videos included in the newsletter, and it's wonderful to watch this old dog whose tail was just hanging down and, you know, no energy, and they went through a long series of treatments with you, but you could see the improvement continuing all the time.
Yeah. And then one of the sessions, it was like we had finally push things over the good edge, so to speak. And all of a sudden, she kind of dragged in that day, not looking real happy and energetic. And when we were done, she was just bouncing all over the place. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's really a great video to watch. And then I particularly enjoyed the story of Lucky the cat, you know, the kitten that he came across that was so seriously injured and almost dead. And it's amazing how Martha really took her in and this kitten, and it certainly sounded like by all the injury, I don't know how you guys did it, but you ended up healing this kitten. You thought she had, it sounded like she had a broken neck. You used some kind of cup for a...
You know, here's the thing about cats. Cats are amazingly resilient. That's why they have that thing about nine lives.
Yeah.
And so when I handed Martha this muddy ball of fluff, and she wasn't quite sure even what it was at the time. But she held on to it for a little while, and she said, you know, it's got vitality. Let's just go ahead and just see how it can heal up. And so we didn't really do a lot. We just kind of, we had to immobilize the neck for a while because it was somehow broken. I mean, really, I don't know if the bones were broken and the nerve system wasn't completely ruined, but it certainly was damaged. And
well,
you said
an eye was punctured. I mean,
the incredible
injuries that just don't heal on their own normally.
Yeah, right. We just kept her, you might say, kept her clean and hydrated and all the things, to basically try to get her to where she could survive. And then pretty much she did the rest. We tuned her up, of course, and gave her good food and always trying to keep her clean or him actually. And then eventually he just got better and better and better. And that's what makes the story so special, is how he was able to really heal himself.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And then we get to the affirmation for the month. And
yes.
So do you want to talk to us on this? Because it's really a great affirmation.
Yeah. So the affirmation is... it's about being okay with who you are and moving forward. And so it's kind of a gentle affirmation. I'll just say it and then we can talk more. The affirmation is, I love myself and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous.
Wow.
How do you like them apples?
I love myself and I believe it is okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. Wonderful affirmation. And it's usually the case when most of us do an affirmation like this and say, I love myself and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. Then you have that voice in your head saying, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't deserve that. You have that voice that talks back. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is a really good affirmation to kind of reprogram yourself and get in your right frame of mind. And you say that you want us doing it all the time and as often as possible until that voice goes away and you can comfortably say it and believe it. Is that kind of the idea?
That's,
and then we
really,
do it
daily. That's the idea. A lot of affirmations are very direct. I'm so thankful and grateful for my, great wealth or, something like that. Well,
a healthy, strong body. That was the last one. I'm still doing that one.
Yeah. If you don't have whatever it is you're affirming, it makes it seem like you're lying to yourself. And that's that little voice you're talking about. Well, what I like about this affirmation is it's so gentle in moving you from where you are to where you'd like to be. So it's not as forceful as some of the other ones, but it still works. Being gentle is a good way to go to get around that little negative voice.
All right, here you go one more time, everybody. I love myself, and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. All righty. And of course, if you want to get on Dr. Nell's newsletter so that you get these regularly, just you got to join the group. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is where you start. And it is time to wrap up hour number one, and we got to fire up the love train. But I got to let you know, apparently we've had some kind of raccoon invasion. Or whatever. We got raccoon problem. Anyway, issues that Nathan says happened in his family or life or whatever. I don't know what's going on, but the raccoons are doing something. So we are going to fire up the love train and do all of that. And then when we start the next hour, of course, we'll love to have your phone calls, but we'll also find out what's going on in the raccoon department with Nathan. So, we are going to get on the love train, and this is to get us up and exercising and juices flowing, but also gives us an opportunity to send love all over the country, all over the world, and yeah, there's lots of places where it needs to go, so please join us with all of that. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.